So this is Whirlwind.
Sorry, guys.
We're recording for purposes.
Great. So let's start with your one-minute pitch so that we remember. What is your innovation? How does it work? What need is it covering?
Sure. There are more than 20 million farmers, fish farmers, in Southeast Asia, and 18 million of them, more than 90%, are classified as smallholder fish farmers. They live in rural areas, they don't have access to electricity, and they're not in good standing financially. Their yield is very low due to low dissolved oxygen. In industrial aquaculture, aeration systems are used, but they're expensive and requires electricity. That's why extensive farmers cannot use these type of systems. Our product, Whirlwind, is a wind-powered aeration system. It does not require any electricity, and it is very cheap. That's why this device is a perfect choice for farmers living in rural areas. And using this product, they're going to increase their yield. Once they increase their yield, our projection is they're going to move from extensive farming to semi-intensive farming, and they're going to grow more fish. So this will have impact on their life socially, economically, and environmentally. This device has no green emission, and it's made 100% recyclable and local materials.
Great. Can you show us very quickly, and I will do a video afterwards as well, but just so that they see how it works. And
so last year we brought fully functional prototype because we were driving. This year we couldn't bring it, and on the way they took the Allen key at the border. That's why I cannot assemble this. So basically, this is a floating structure. Wind turbine. Wind turbine is a vertical axis wind turbine. That's why direction of wind does not matter. So once the wind spins this turbine, it's attached to the shaft and impeller underneath. So once the turbine spins, impeller spins and circulates the water. Why do we need circulation? Because oxygen is concentrated at the top of the pond. And when you circulate the water, you create that uniform and high dissolved oxygen everywhere in the pond.
Excellent. So tell us, I will go back a little bit to your stories, because I don't think, you know, we heard, like, I know you're from Uzbekistan, like, I remember that perfectly.
Azerbaijan.
I remember that perfectly, apparently. But I really want to hear how you came, you know, to this point. You know, how did you transition from engineering into social innovation or engineering for global development? And just like hear your stories in general.
Want to go first?
Sure. So this project started many years ago. We started looking at what are the gaps in aquaculture, because it's an area that's often neglected when people are thinking about technological innovation. So the ceiling for innovation is really high. There's so much that we could do. You know, there's a lot of people thinking about agriculture, a lot of people thinking about financial inclusion, you know, food security in general. But aquaculture, like Cameron said, fastest growing food producing sector in the world, and yet the technologies being used in aquaculture are very primitive. Aeration systems especially, those paddle wheels have been used since as long as we've had electricity. So we went to Vietnam, we did a bit of a space search to see what are some of the true pain points in aquaculture, and aeration, lack of a proper, affordable aeration system that does not require, you know, stable electricity and supply of fuel. That was, you know, one of the things that came up a lot. And so we came back to Toronto and started thinking about how we can address this issue. And the first thing that we zeroed in on was solar aeration. So we started thinking about, you know, can we put a solar panel on it, do it using photovoltaics. Very expensive still. So we ultimately ended up developing a system that is passive. It's just looks like a bathtub that's all made of steel, and you put it in the pond, you weigh it down, and as the sun strikes that metal, it gets hot and it creates convection in the pond. So it circulates the pond passively, and it works well. We've implemented how many?
In 200 units this year.
In Bangladesh. They work really well. What the increase dissolved oxygen by 50?
So it's a different.
It's different, yeah.
Okay.
That's a story. And then at the end, so this was all during my time in the lab. And then at the very end, I was having a chat with one of the farmers. He said, well, you know, it gets very windy in my farm, and we notice that the wind makes the, you know, creates ripples on the surface, but, you know, that doesn't turn over the whole pond. So how can we take that wind and sort of direct it to the bottom? And that's where this idea came from, to attach that in color. So you take that wind at the top, and then you create circulation as a result. And so that was sort of, you know, that was the end of my involvement, really. And then Cameron took over, yeah. And what happened?
My part of the story, our director and CTO, Professor Emma Milton. So I took one of her courses, which was designed for environment. And at the end of that course, it was end of year, I also looked at her research, and I saw the solar power generation system. And I went to her and I talked to her. I said, I want to be part of this lab. And again, as you said, I'm from Azerbaijan. Aquaculture was important part of industry, food industry in Azerbaijan during Soviet Union. But after Soviet Union, production went down 90%. So I thought, since this is my home country, their production went down. And this lab is doing work on aquaculture and in other developing countries. So why not try this one? And I tried it as a volunteer researcher. I started working at Water and Energy Research Laboratory. And I worked there for 3 years. And after 2 years, Professor Milton offered me a master position. So I did my, I've been doing my master's. And now this year I'm finishing my master's. And during this, for the past 3 years, I'm at an experience for 5 years, but I joined 2 years after. So I have experience in aquaculture technologies for 3 years. And hopefully I will be able to commercialize the technology and make some impact on fish farmers in first Bangladesh and later on other regions in Southeast Asia.
So you want to move to your country afterwards, to Azerbaijan?
I am going to do, so in the presentation I told you I want to do, we have to do field testing. And financially, we don't have enough money to do this field test in Bangladesh or Vietnam for 8 months. We can do it for a week or two, but not 8 months. That's why I'm going to do field tests in my home country. Because it's cheaper, and I know the communities, I know the people who can help me to bring down the cost. So hopefully, if we win this competition, we are going to use this money to do field tests in Azerbaijan. Because our customers, they like the idea, they know that dissolved oxygen level is increasing, but we need to prove that when it increases, fish growth will be higher too. So, but that test is not, you cannot do it in 1 week or 2 weeks, you have to do the whole yield cycle. So hopefully this year we're going to do that yield test, and we are going to show the yield improvement. And next year, August 2020, that's our projection, is going to be the product launch date in Bangladesh.
Got it. So you already told us a little updates about the project. Could you expand on that? Like, what has changed in this year?
So last year, the technology is largely unchanged with some tweaks. But last year we came, our pitch was that we would sell these directly to farmers, poor farmers, extensive farmers. And you know, the reasoning behind that is that it's very easy to ship these out. You can just put them in flat packs and send them to the farmers, and they can assemble it themselves. We know this because when we installed this the first time, you know, some of the farmers just gathered around to watch us. They're like, you know, this is easy. And they were helping us at some point. But, you know, as we chatted with people, that whole model of trying to sell directly to a farmer that makes very little money, even with microfinance or other facility, it's very difficult. It's not really very viable. So what we've done in the past year is we've cultivated a very good relationship with World Fish. It's a very large NGO, works with hundreds of thousands of farmers across Southeast Asia, specifically in Bangladesh, as well as with CSIRO in Australia and BRAC in Bangladesh. And you know, we've reached an understanding where they could be our customers. They would buy the aeration systems, and they would distribute them to the farmers that they think would benefit the most from it. They're that link between us and the farmers. We basically, it seems odd to create distance between us and the farmers, but they understand the farmers because they've been working in those countries for much longer than us. And so they understand the needs, and they have the trust. So the idea is, you know, as we build a market in that segment, we gain trust. And those farmers, those extensive farmers, as they start to use technologies like this, they'll start to grow their incomes. And then fish farming changes from being a subsistence hobby to a source of income. And then, you know, this is such a simple system that, you know, if you want to upgrade it, let's say next year you want to grow more fish than this year, then, you know, you just need to replace the wind turbine sails, or, you know, install a slightly larger impeller. You know, these are changes that we can make on the fly. The system is very modular. You know, this is all 3D printed, but the actual design is more kind of similar to this, where you can just machine a very simple hub with three holes in it, and then you have rods sticking out of it, and then you can construct these scoops very easily. So it's very easy to upgrade, and so the difference from last year really is the basis of that model. And then the second, and as a team we've grown. We have a team member in Azerbaijan who will be working on this over the summer.
And then I think the main change, the most important change maybe, we use $1,000 that we won last year to incorporate and make this team as a company. Last year we were a research lab. We were coming from university. But this year we're an independent startup. So that's the one of the main changes this year.
Got it.
That's excellent. What made you come back to Aishu?
Because
apply again.
We have unfinished business.
Because we're winning this.
Yeah. We want to do this again. Our customers, they know the technology is working, but they're going to be a partner and also a customer, right? They're doing a lot of work. We have to show them the yield improvement. There's actual yield improvement, not dissolved oxygen, but yield. So for that, we need to do testing, and we need money for that, because after becoming a startup, a company, this is our first competition. Last year, we were a different team. This year, we're a VTech.
Okay.
We don't have enough funding to do this field test. Once we prove the yield increase, let's say X%, they're going to pay for this technology, and they're going to give this technology for extensive farmers for free. That's why they need to see yield improvement.
How many units have you deployed so far, and where? Or just for
this,
testing?
For
I
this
mean,
technology,
not field. Yeah.
For this technology, we have not distributed any units, but we have done field tests in Bangladesh.
Okay.
We have done field tests in Australia, and we have been doing lab scale experiments in Canada.
We'll be installing how many it depends on what the outcome of today is, but you're going to Azerbaijan.
Yeah, Azerbaijan, we are going to work with 5 different farms, and in each farm we are going to install 3 to 4 technologies. So in total I would say 20. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Do you guys have any questions?
How long does the field testing take?
Field test is going to be from April to end of December. That's the yield cycle. Usually you start the yield cycle in April after winter, and just before the winter you take the fish out.
And how much do you need to do how much capital do you need to do the field test?
Our estimate was $10,000.
Okay.
And this
so
is US
perfect,
dollars,
yeah.
So which is more good.
I love how it's like, yeah. So knowing what you know now in the process of creating this device and, you know, your journey in the lab and now a startup, what have you learned? What would you have done differently? And what advice would you give social entrepreneurs entering this hardware?
Last year, when we came here, we are both engineers. So when we were thinking like an engineer, this technology is great. It increases the dissolved oxygen. And feedback from judges helped us a lot, actually. They told us, yeah, the technology is great, it's simple, but we were missing that business side. We were missing that customer side. Because we were focusing on the technology. We were thinking, okay, if we go to Bangladesh and go to this farm, And if I ask, do you want this technology, they'll say yes, but they don't. They don't trust companies coming outside of their country, especially in rural areas. So that's why during this year, we have built partnerships with those organizations, global, and also they work locally. And farmers, they have trust in those organizations. Like WorldFish, BRAC, CSIRO, they trust these organizations. So what we want to do is we want to enter market with help of our partners and customers. But after 1 or 2 yield cycle, when farmers see the improvement, they will have trust directly to us. And then we are going to offer them consulting services, not just product, but the whole aquaculture ecosystem consultancy. Because aquaculture is very complicated. From sunlight, from wind speed, to I don't know, soil properties, everything affects fish flows. And in Canada, our partner now, we call World our partner because we are VTech. We are doing research on the whole aquaculture system.
With the lab?
With the lab, and okay. With our partners in Australia. They have a huge aquaculture research facility. So in the future, once we gain that trust, we are going to offer them different type of services to even move them more up, like to semi-intensive and hopefully in the future intensive farming.
Got it, excellent. Do you guys have any other questions?
So in the future,